The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's always a good thing to step out of your comfort zone, or is it? It's Tuesday morning. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
Hey, what's up, Anthony A., the experienced glamper.
Oh, my God. Did you go glamping?
I went glamping recently. Not camping, glamping. All right.
Built for camping.
It's supposed to be glamorous camping. Yeah, I say it's still too treacherous for my taste.
Treacherous is right, dude.
Right?
It was further than I anticipated. The map said it was 45 minutes. It ended up being like an hour of off-road mountain driving, which I am not built for, dude, at all.
Luckily, your car is now.
Because
the Fiat would have not have made that.
I used to drive a Fiat, and now I drive an SUV, and it's,
Thank goodness.
Yeah, dude. I really, at one point, thought I was, in a Ford Bronco commercial. I was like, oh, this is what it feels like. And then immediately, I was like, oh, my God, I'm scared. But it was a step out of my comfort zone for this young Southwest city slicker that I am.
And was it good?
Yes, it was good. There's nothing like sleeping in mountain air.
Were you afraid of the Chupacabra?
I was afraid, dude. There was there was critters out there. So I'll tell you what, my plan was to get lit, and I stayed completely sober because I was
I don't know what's going on here. That's a good thing. You know, when you're scared, you can't even relax. Automatic took me out of my comfort zone one time. I've only skied 3 times my entire life. I tell him this, and he's like, "We're gonna go skiing." He and his brothers and sister and mom and dad, they love skiing. I'm like, all right, but don't take me to the top of the mountain.
Oh no!
For anybody who's never skied,
I took her to the kiddie hill first.
Okay,
and you did well.
Well, it's so the I thought, kiddie you know
what?
Hill.
I was like, you know what? She's ready. She's ready to evolve to become a better skier.
Did you take her to the Black Diamond, the top?
I did not take her to Black
Blue.
Diamond, but I took her to
Blue Diamond.
Second,
it took us the afternoon to get down the hill,
and I said,
a wasted day of skiing.
You're gonna pay for this because I'm not gonna ski fast. I almost broke my knee.
She still complains about her knee.
I almost ran into a tree, and he's so upset he's skiing backwards. Hurry! I'm like, nope.
Oh my God!
I fell off of the ski lift. I couldn't get off the ski lift. I was so scared.
No. Now we haven't gone skiing since.
A whole day to get down a hill and a lifetime of reminders is what's happening, dude.
Sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes a not so good thing to step out of your comfort zone. National Day Anthony.
We are definitely not outdoorsy here.
It's not natural. Right.
We are starting with, is inside my comfort zone. National Pasta Day. Man, dude, pasta. I love me a good pasta.
A little penne with
us. We're not skiers. We're not glampers.
We're eaters here.
We're eaters.
Restaurant goers. All right. It's also National Forgive and X Day, so you could do it in your head. You don't have to reach out to them and be weird.
I've done that a million times. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Don't hold things inside of you because it only hurts you. Who cares about them people?
It's also National Edge Day, too. This is celebrating anybody living a straight-edge lifestyle. So that promotes a drug-free and alcohol-free lifestyle.
All right,
so
I'm 90% straight-edge.
You're either straight-edge or you're not, Dana.
I'm crooked-edge.
It's an acute edge. There it is, dude. And we'll wrap it up on National Information Overload Awareness Day. All right, that's the third Thursday in every October. Because we're inundated with so much information, it's encouraging us to take a break from all that.
That was a lot right there.
Hold on. I'm looking at the Vox Pro, looking at my computer, looking at my phone, reading what's coming up next.
The world has information overload.
Every single day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Women move different because we're constantly in fear. When I'm putting gas in my car, when I'm out walking by myself, I'm always afraid that someone's going to steal me. I can't help it.
As a man, too, me and my ex used to talk about it all the time, and I would tell her, hey, don't go put gas at this gas station at night.
Yeah, or any gas station at
night. As a man, you don't ever hear that being told to you.
I always say stay away from white vans with no windows.
Always says that, I know, especially the white vans that have no markings on them. I'm like, ah! Well, look, I found some tips on how to stay safe, not just for you ladies, for us, rather, but kids, too, right? We can teach them. But we're doing this because our listener, Viti, she's a real good friend of the show, she was almost kidnapped. Take a listen.
I'm driving my beater car. The bumper of the car, it's secure, but just lifted a little. Mm-hmm. There was this truck, a white F-150, honked at me. It was a male driver, female woman in the front. They were like, hey, your bumper's coming off. So my natural instinct was like, shoot, my bumper maybe is coming off.
You've done that before, right? You see someone, you're like, hey, your
gas is open
or whatever. So she's assuming that right away. Here, listen, the call continues.
They were like, oh, we'll fix it. We have the two brackets you need. Just pull over to the side. Loud enough for me to hear. And she's like, he'll do it for free.
And of course, it's a woman, so you trust. You're like, oh, okay, there's a woman in the truck. I get it. Okay.
I pull over And the guy gets off. As I'm watching the guy getting off, I see through the back of his truck and I see two heads kind of like slouching, like they were trying to hide.
Oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. I have chills already. And it gets even worse.
I made eye contact finally with the guy and I got the goosebumps. I'm like, something's not right. Mm. He got close to my car and he's like, I have the two brackets. They're actually in my car. If you want to go ahead and just go somewhere else, I could do it. And it's just going to be $100.
Why we got to go somewhere else? We right here in the parking lot. Why?
That seems
There's
like
no
a,
reason. You know. It seems shady, right? Okay, so listen.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Go somewhere else. And then you have those exact brackets. Red flags were coming off. My heart started beating. I got that feeling of run. So I'm like, okay. I was like, well, thank you. I appreciate it. So then it was like a sales pitch. He's like, okay, you know what? I'll do it for 50. I'll do it for 30. And I'm like, no, thank you. I had already gotten in my car and I just took off. Dana, they started following me.
No.
And I called my friend. She's like, girl, get the license plates. I reported it, spoke to a sergeant, and he told me that this is a new scheme. They just received a report. They get you by telling you your bumper's coming off.
So her instincts were right. And that's one of the things that, according to investigations.com, they tell you if you feel like something's wrong, it's usually wrong. And even though you might feel like it's an authoritative figure, because kids think, oh, it's a grown-up, I need to listen. No, no, no. If someone's approaching and you have that feeling, absolutely not. Something else, according to investigations.com, avoid walking alone. Now, I do walk alone, but it's usually during the daytime and in our neighborhood.
See, and like for me, I go run at 5 o'clock in the morning or at 10 o'clock at night. I don't even think about it. And somebody actually did try to steal me as a kid, and I still don't think about it as an adult because I'm a man, and men don't have to worry about things like this.
Whenever we hear about something happening, it's usually a woman or a child, someone who is unable to defend themselves. And lastly, it says here, if someone's following you, if you're walking, you need to get to a crowded area. If you're in a car, you make 4 right turns. You'll know right away, why is this person turning when I am just like Viti? She took off, she called the cops, she let it be known, and she found out, hey, this is a scam. People are getting robbed.
Man, one thing I like to do before I go out on an adventure, walking, running, or even going camping or hiking, is to make sure my phone's fully charged and that I have a way to charge it while I'm out there too.
I asked DJ Automatic for a Christmas present. I want brass knuckles that turn into knives. Just in case somebody gets me, we are all getting cut up. We are all going down. All
right, and the reason I won't get them for you is because I'll probably be part of the people getting cut up.
Yeah, no. Next, you just need to get a Batman utility belt all the way around, dude. There we go.
All right, be
I don't
sure
even think those are legal.
I don't care. Neither is kidnapping.
I'm going to get you a switchblade next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time to begin our WTF stories. Very serious here. A large pig named Fred has been captured after days of low-level crimes. What? Fred is finally off the streets. All right. So this pig escaped from a pig farm, and he damaged property all over Aurora, Colorado. Fred actually evaded animal control officers for weeks on end.
What? He's a fugitive.
Automatic, absolutely right. First of all, Fred had people wrecking on the highway. Okay, because he was trying to cross the street. He was digging up landscaping, and he ate through a grandmother's vegetable garden.
Oh, no. How did they catch the pig?
It took 5 animal service employees, 3 park employees, 2 police officers, and 2 workers nearby to catch the 400 to 500-pound pig and take him to a local animal shelter.
I'm surprised that the police officers wanted to turn in one of their own.
Oh, Anthony, hey, ba-dum-bum.
Well, from pigs to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you guys know what gumming is?
Gumming?
Of course you don't know what it is.
No.
Well, there's this YouTuber, and his name is Javonte Carter, and he actually pulled his bottom lip over his nose for 1 minute and 2 seconds, beating the previous record of 53 seconds.
Wait, this is a thing?
Yeah, so grab your bottom lip right now and see if you can pull it up over your nose. Mine doesn't even reach.
No, I can't.
No,
Anthony,
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
I feel like this is going to be some crazy joke that's going to make me do a wild gesture, and then you guys are going to be like, aha, you do like guys.
I don't know what Javonte's sexual preference is, but it doesn't have anything to do with this, and it's a lot harder than you think it is.
Don't worry about his pronouns. The man is in the Guinness Book of World Records, or Javon is in the Guinness Book of World Records.
There you go, dog. All right, well, let's keep the record-breaking day going. And let's go up to Minnesota, where a man smashed his previous pumpkin record and has now grown the largest pumpkin the world has ever seen. What Travis Jr. has grown a 2,749-pound pumpkin.
Damn.
I can't stop thinking about your intro there, smashing pumpkins. Oh. That's all I can think about. Sorry.
And he probably did think it was the greatest day.
Go check out the photo of the pumpkin, the pig, and the lip guy at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Those are your WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is it worth getting a college degree in today's day and age? I'll share a new study with you. Coming up last, DJ Automatic, what did you find?
By the year 2040, NASA's going to start building houses on the moon.
What? This is insane. Ooh.
Yeah, they're building a subdivision, and they're going to 3D print it on the moon.
But
so
why?
Astronauts can stay there for a very long time, and they're starting in November.
Astronauts can get away from their wives.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Nice,
dude. Yeah, dude. Actually, only a wife can drive you to want to live in a 3D printed house.
Like, no, there's 3D printed houses right now Austin.
The printer in our office here is broken like every other week, bro. And you want me to live in something that's on the moon? I don't know about that, Chief.
So the ones I saw in Austin that are being printed right now, they look like normal houses and they're charging normal prices. Except they're like $500,000.
They're rounded, and in Austin, that's cheap.
Outside Austin. They weren't downtown.
Well, I'll tell you, they look beautiful and they still require manual labor, but less.
Yes.
Oh, the material. We should have a world vote, like Hunger Games style, who we're sending to the moon, dog.
To live on the moon? Yeah. Would you live on the moon?
Hell no, dude. I don't want to be pushed.
Going to the moon? No.
My thing is how do they get all the equipment to stay down with no gravity?
See, all that stuff. All these questions, bro.
We just did a whole story how they were stuck up there because they couldn't even fix the ship.
I'm good on that one, dog. All right. In case you missed it, world-renowned psychologist and relationship coach Sadia Khan has revealed what men really find attractive, and it is nurturing behavior from women.
If she knows he might be hungry and there's something ready, if she knows that he might be tired, there's a coffee ready, if she knows that he's got work in the morning, he's going to be in a rush, there's a shirt ironed. These kind of nurturing acts makes a man feel loved.
So you're telling me he wants a mama?
Oh,
well, that's what it is. Nurturing from a woman's standpoint comes from our maternal instincts. If you're ironing, if you're and I do this.
I was gonna say I love all those things that you do for me. It makes me know that you love me.
I feel like when you say oh, he wants a mama, that's like a negative term. Like, I think, what about if
I don't think it is?
He's just attracted to acts of service, maybe, and that's what like gets me going, because it does. Like, even in a dating phase, if I'm planning a date with a woman and maybe I have a busy day or early day the next day, and I say, hey, I don't know if this is gonna work out, she's like, oh, well, you know, do that and we'll have a date, we'll reschedule
because
a date.
She feels for
yes
you.
And like
she
that
feels
is
something for you.
Very attractive.
Now, I don't think wanting a mother is a negative thing, like you said. I think wanting a servant is. There's different in serving and being treated like a servant. I do these things because I like doing them.
It's automatic,
out of doesn't
love.
Expect me, but you don't expect me.
No,
you never said you need to iron my shirt or you
I was
need
actually
to serve
thinking,
my plate.
I was thinking this morning, I was like, man, the fact that you iron all my clothes and put them up for me, I would never do that. The fact that my bed is clean, that my sheets smell right.
Like,
I know how I used to live.
You're welcome. I know how you used to live too, DJ Automatic. I know how you used to live too. But just know that we women do like nurturing you. We just need that little, you know, we need it reciprocated.
Agreed, dude.
Maybe
in
other ways.
There's cheating, but if you cheat on a woman who does your laundry, you're a real POS, dude.
For real, bro.
You're a jerk, dog. I don't rock with you, bro. You ain't a man, dog.
All right, so in case you missed it, there's a new study that was done by Gallup that answers the question, is it really worth getting a college degree in today's climate with interest rates and loans and all of that? The answer is yes. College graduates earn an average of $1 million more in a lifetime than those without. This also includes any kind of vocational studies. As long as you continue your education, you can make more money. There's also a correlation between those who continue studying having better health, which makes sense, because if you make more money, you know, you can get better food and you could educate yourself on why we're eating ourselves into sickness. I thought this was a really good study because you do want to continue your education.
It always doesn't have to be like in the traditional way that Americans have done it, where you graduate high school and you go right to college. Like, to even take one of those, you know, training programs that you talked about, to be a plumber or be something like that, and have that fund your way to school.
So
later in your 20s might be the best way.
Our HVAC guy the other day, young guy, he went to a vocational school, learned how to fix air conditioners, made a ton of money this summer, and now he's actually going to go back to school so he can pay for it already.
Damn.
He doesn't have to take out a loan.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, dog. That's what's up, dog. I wish I'd have became a barber right out of high school.
Man.
Then I could have supplied myself.
That's another thing you could go go to college and do it at the same time.
Now I just have to skip haircuts to pay back my student loans. It's a wild thing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian is writing some big old checks. Who's receiving them this time? I got this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
Wyclef John celebrating his birthday. Hey. Queen Naja and Eminem celebrating a birthday as well.
All right, so I want to start off talking about Jada Pinkett Smith. First of all, she said she and Will Smith have been separated since 2016. Right now, there's new details from the book she's pushing. She sold crack, she said, back in the day.
What the hell?
And Tupac had alopecia. Huh? I don't know what to think anymore. I there's a joke online that says, breaking news, Jada Pinkett Smith has never met Will. I mean, at this point, that's pretty much it. She just wants to sell books.
Yeah, there it is.
That's it. That's all there is to it.
It sounds like a storyline to The Wire.
That is, right? From crack to books, you can sell it all. Jada Pinkett Smith, story.
Now, we're moving on. We're talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine. He was in the Dominican Republic. His girlfriend, Yalene, was talking to some guys that were running a studio he was recording in. He got jealous. He and security started a fight with their people. You don't play like that in the DR. So he's like, I'm gonna skip town because they were trying to arrest him. He goes to his chartered jet, and the jet was like, we can't take off. And they arrested him. I don't know. Do you believe they took him to jail? Is this promo?
I'm just surprised that he has a girlfriend. That part to me is like the most revealing. Like, somebody chose
to. And she's so beautiful.
Oh my God.
She's so beautiful. Damn, check the video at Dana Cortez.
I'm telling
Instagram.
You, the whole thing was staged. He paid some cops to make some content.
And then finally, there's a new face or body for Kim Kardashian's Skim line. Take a listen.
Everybody's wearing Skims. Are you?
They're valued at $4 billion now.
The company? Damn.
Yeah, and you just can't find their best pieces. I will give this
Hold
to
on.
Kim Kardashian.
Does Kim Kardashian actually own the company by herself?
100%. Damn, she had an idea because she and her sisters could never find shapewear in their skin tone. Remember, they're Armenian, so they're darker. So she just came up with a solution to make sure that everybody from richest skin tones to the fairest skin tones had shapewear that would match.
As a heterosexual man who's into women, I think I'm going to file a class action lawsuit against Kim K. Because when you get a girl back to your place and she takes off her Skims and she starts unrolling and you see all of her torta, dog, that should be a crime, dude.
It's like biscuits.
It's like biscuits. Oh, yeah, dude, all over, bro.
I'm like, don't encourage this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taylor Swift is giving us all free coffee. Just when I thought I couldn't love her anymore. Hey, it's time for Otis Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Automatic will give you all the details on that. In food news, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
You know, this past Saturday, we were getting ready to go out, and Automatic was like, why is it so dark? Because of the eclipse. Right? Hold up.
Go out. It was the middle of the day, Dana. We're going to breakfast.
I know. I was like, it's so dark. Well, the whole town was out. Everybody was out, like, looking at the eclipse with their little Walmart glasses.
And we met this lady at the restaurant. She let me use her eclipse glasses.
Yeah, we were all staring at it. It was so amazing. April 8th, 2024, another solar eclipse is happening. And Southwest Airline has identified several flights that will have a sky view of the solar eclipse. And it's the last chance to see one in the U.S. till 2045.
So, you know, Erica, she's an intern here with us. Her dad, Jason, was flying through the sky during the eclipse. And he took a picture of it, and then he took a picture of the ground, and you could see the reflection on the ground.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we need to book a flight.
And he was on a Southwest flight.
No. See?
Southwest, though, is open seating. So you got to really fight for that window seat if you're trying to experience this thing,
I'm A-list, so I get to go first.
You know who I am.
Or you got to put up with people like this.
People know me.
You got to put up with people like that.
Kind of a big deal.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Taylor Swift is, you know what? She's good for America. You know why? Because she wants to give us all free coffee.
Let's go.
In celebration of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour film, you can now go to Dunkin' Donuts app, and enter 123 Let's Go, and you get a free iced coffee.
That's it?
That's it.
That's all I have to do.
That's all you got to do.
Hey, G-Swizzle, dog. I didn't even know you could have that power as a person.
Taylor
to just be
Swift.
Like, give the world free coffee. She's great, dog.
You know what I'm saying? All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, maybe Taylor would like this holiday. It's National Forgiving X Day. Anybody in here?
She wouldn't have a career if she did that.
That's funny, dude. All right. We also got National Information Overload Awareness Day. Oh. That's a big sentence. That's a lot of information in that sentence.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes when you're looking at things on social media, it puts you in a bad mood?
Oh, yes.
Because it's just a constant train wreck. Stop, go outside, look around, just settle down just a little bit, okay? Live in your moment.
One thing that makes the world a better place is pasta. Mm-hmm. It is National Pasta Day. Yes. Let's go.
Oh, what's
dog?
Your favorite pasta? Anthony A.
Shrimp fettuccine Alfredo.
Mm. Yummy.
DJ Automatic, what's your favorite pasta?
Pretty much anything you make. I like your chicken spaghetti. I like that new little thing you've been making off the internet with the penne and the red sauce.
Yeah, I mean, it's real homemade sauce. Let me tell you, there's no better pasta than the way DJ Automatic makes Kraft mac and cheese.
Look at this. Dude, we start talking about pasta and you guys just love each other automatically.
We're Italian all of a sudden.
We've not been this nice to each other in a long time. More pasta, more free coffee.
For sure.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we gave tips on how to be safe to avoid getting kidnapped because we women and kids always think about that kind of thing when you're out alone, in the dark, putting gas in your car. It's a scary situation.
It is.
First of all, don't put gas alone at night, ladies.
I think they're very insightful tips. I also thought one should be make sure your phone is charged if it's on
Anthony, you gave that tip right there. Yeah, and Automatic just tells me, just don't go out there by yourself,
Dana. I just want everyone to be aware of their surroundings at all times.
That's a big thing, too, now with this like AirPod era that we're into.
You're not paying attention to anything.
No one's paying attention to anything, dude.
Or they just have their phone in their face.
Exactly.
Or, for instance, I had a breast reduction earlier this year, and I was finally going for a walk with my husband, DJ Automatic, who was obviously annoyed that my boobs are smaller.
Let me set this up. I'm trying to get a workout in, and she's like, let me go with you, and we're moving at a snail's pace.
Anyway, he leaves me alone.
I didn't leave you alone. I left you like 30 feet behind me.
A snail with new boobs. They weren't
new, they were reduced boobs, and that's a whole other topic that I didn't even understand why she got the surgery.
Here comes a man on the bike, and he's like getting really close to me. And by the way, this is the sketch road in our neighborhood where I'm convinced murders happen. This is where Machete Man lives. Yeah. There's always something going down on this street.
I got one of those on my apartment, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So the man starts getting close to me. I'm immediately afraid. And my husband's so far away, I start saying, auto, nada, nothing. So the man gets even closer, so I start acting crazy and speaking in Spanish. Oye, wait, quítate, no me.
That's when I noticed.
Okay, of course. Otto notices the man's like, hey, what's going on here? He turns around. Otto realizes this man's about to steal my wife, starts to run back toward me, and the man takes off on the bike because he freaks out. I scared him.
Oh, yeah. What do you think, Dana and Otto? I guess you kind of
It was teamwork to make this humongous man go away. He was a big dude,
I will say. Did you run up screaming in Spanish, too?
No. The first thing I thought, I was like, I can't believe she's cussing me out in Spanish because I'm in front of her. And that's what made me turn around and looked at her, and then this guy is like riding his bike around her and being a weirdo. And that's when I turned around and then he took off.
Moral of the story is, don't get a boob reduction.
Thank you. I wish you would have thought about that before you paid for it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.